California has become the first state to ban discrimination against Black people for wearing natural hairstyles to work and school. This includes styles such as afros, braids, twists, and locks. On Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill into law. Democratic Senator Holly Mitchell of Los Angeles, a Black woman, proposed the law. Mitchell wears her hair in locks. The law makes California the first state to clearly say such hairstyles are linked to race and therefore protected against discrimination. "We are changing the course of history, hopefully, across this country," Mitchell said. The law shows that what has been defined as professional hairstyles and clothing has historically been European-centered, she said. Stephanie Hunter Ray owns a hair salon in Sacramento. She also sells makeup at a department store. Hunter Ray says she usually wears her hair braided or in an afro, but one day she went to work with straightened hair. Her supervisor told her that was the first time her hair looked normal. Hunter Ray told the Associated Press that the comment troubled her. "What do you mean by normal? Your normal is not my normal. My normal is my afro or my braids," Hunter Ray said. Her salon specializes in natural hairstyles. Alika Hatchett Fall runs Sacred Crown Salon, also in Sacramento. She said many Black men have come to her salon asking to cut off their hair because they could not get jobs. The law, she said, means that psychologically and mentally, people can be at ease. California's new law takes effect January 1st. It will permit people to take cases of suspected discrimination involving hair to court. The U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear the case of an Alabama woman who said she did not get a job because she would not change her hair. The issue was also publicized last December after a video from a wrestling competition in New Jersey surfaced. Before the competition, a white referee told a Black high school wrestler that he must cut off his locks to compete. California's governor said the video was a clear example of the discrimination Black people in America face. Though California is the first state with such a law, New York City earlier this year issued legal guidance about discrimination based on hairstyle. The beauty products company Dove has partnered with organizations pushing for more hairstyle protections. And Mitchell said she hopes other states follow California. Mitchell's bill adds language to the state's discrimination laws to say that race also includes traits historically associated with race. They include hair textures and protective hairstyles. It further defines protective hairstyles as braids, twists, and locks. At Hunter Ray's salon, Exquisite You, on Wednesday, hairstylists and customers discussed the new law. Customer Shireen Africa was having her hair rebraided by Alicia Drayton that day. She said she used to work at a television station in Mississippi. There, a Black broadcaster left the job because of mistreatment she received for wearing locks. Africa said she did not wear her hair in braids at the job because the environment was not supportive. A broadcaster at another Mississippi television station made national news when she was fired after she stopped straightening her hair. "You want to go to work and feel free," Drayton said. "You don't want to have to feel like you have to put on a wig or you have to have your hair straight to please someone. I'm Alice Bryant."